Nacho de Grupo Multimedios. According to the way that you've been playing this week, I wanted to ask you, what do you think has been the most important factor for you in your game, and what do you think is going to be tomorrow, either player you get in the final?
Yeah, the most important factor is that I like this balls. I like to play on hard courts, even if I think the court is just a little bit too slow from my best court. But then it's also it cannot be perfect conditions every week in terms of everything. But again, I like the hard courts. I like this Wilson US Open balls. I have been playing great. Today's match was, I think, very high level. Could have served better in the first set, but that's also, you know, it's part of the game. One day you serve better, one day you said worse. And tomorrow is going to be the key, yeah, to keep this high level. In the final, you have to show your best tennis, have to be there every point. I actually saw them playing a little bit. I don't know what's the score right now, but they high level tennis. So it's going to be against the top player, no matter who of them wins, and I'm ready.
Hi, Daniel. Jaime Sandoval from Grupo Radio Centro. You will play your fourth final tomorrow of the year. This is a new opportunity to get that title that you are waiting for in this 2022. What do you think you have to make different to change the previous things and get that title?
Yeah, I would think that the two grass court finals is different. You know, I played two great servers, two different conditions. Like, it's honestly, I would say, very tough to compare. For me, in my career, like grass tennis, clay tennis, and hardcore tennis. So no matter if I win the tournament on grass or I lose, I actually won just one. I don't like to compare it to hardcore. So I would say it's my second final on hardcourts. First one was against Rafa. I was really close to win. I didn't manage to do it, but it was a great match. And what I have to do different is be better on important points, because that's how tennis is, you know. On hardcourts, you're not going to have break points every game. Because if you do, then probably you're going to win the match. And that's also part of the strategy. But if you have this break point, you have to make it. Like, for example, today I was break down, had my opportunity, took it straight away, and got me back into the match. And I managed to win the first set, so I didn't have to go three. And that's what I'm going to have to do tomorrow, is be crucial at important points.
Hi, Daniel. Arturo Sanguino del Universal Deportes. Who do you prefer in the final, Felix or Cameron?
Yeah, I always don't really like to answer these questions, because it's like, then you're going to spend your time watching their match and be like, come on. So I just prefer to watch, for sure, two very different players, like one lefty, one righty. First of all, it's already a big difference. Felix, much more aggressive. Cameron makes you play a lot of balls. We actually practiced a lot with him back in the south of France, just before coming here. Made a great preparation, both of us. But yeah, I'm just going to wait for the winner and then prepare for the winner.
Daniel here, Alejandro from Tebasteca. Daniel, after this year playing in Acapulco, now finally it's your first time in the final here in Mexico, and maybe also your first title here this year. What are your feelings about that?
It's great, you know. I came here to try to see where my game is at. I didn't play since grass season. It was, maybe 1.5 months since my last tournament, so it's never easy. When you come here, it's a great tournament, a lot of strong players. You want to do well, you want to show good tennis. I already know that I'm in perfect shape for the next tournaments to come. So now the most important is tomorrow and not thinking about the next tournament. And I'm happy to be in this position, to be in the final, to have the chance to fight for the title, to know that my game is where I wanted to be for next tournaments to come. Only positives.
Hey, Daniel. Rodrigo from Fox Sports. Back in the red carpet, in the white party, I asked you if you fell in love with Mexico, and you said you will see after the tournament. Tonight, people were cheering you, and also I saw your Twitter account, and I saw your post with a heart and Mexican flag. What could you say now?
When I said this in the beginning of the tournament, it was for sure a joke, because since I came in Acapulco, Mexico has been really welcoming to me. I mean, in all terms, in all fans, people in the hotels, on the tournaments, like, no negatives to say. It's been great, so for sure I fell in love with Mexico straight away. But it was a joke that sometimes actually when you play a bad tournament, you lose early, you leave early, and you can be like, I think it was great, but I played bad, did I like it or no? So if I win tomorrow, then it's going to be 100% fell in love. Let's see.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.